Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a marvelous Monday. How could you not after that fantastic weekend in sports, whether it was the record-setting Braves or the Hawks in the NBA playoffs, certainly Phil Mickelson, Predators hockey. But of course, we're talking about that, but we're also moving forward because this is huge week on the high school front. It is Spring Fling Week, and who better than to break things down for us than Stephen Hargis does an excellent job always at the Times Free Press. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, David, I'm doing good. How are you?
All righty. If I had to say safest bet this week as far as a state championship, would you go Baylor baseball or softball?
Ooh, good question. I mean, it'd be one of those two for sure. I would go Baylor baseball, only because Baylor softball is a little banged up now going into the week. They'll have everybody available, but they're not all 100%. So we'll see how that goes. But you know, I think both of them should come back with Baylor baseball should come back with its third straight state championship. Obviously, we didn't have the fling last year, but in the seasons that we've had, or the years that we've had a season or a spring fling, Baylor would have three straight, and this would be softball. It would be their sixth straight. So,
well, you did that story the other day from Baylor softball. Is there room on that outfield fence for another banner?
They're going to have to move some stuff. I was joking with Tom Watson, one of their assistant coaches, about that, and he said, yeah, we've already kind of, you know, hoping that we get it kind of in our heads that, okay, we can move this one here and move this one here and kind of slide everything down a little bit and make room for it. If they get another one. But yeah, they've already kind of talked about how funny it would be that they'd have to start moving some things around just to make room for another banner.
All right, Stephen, how does the D2 softball work when there are just four teams left, right? Baylor, Chattanooga Christian, and GPS are three of the four?
Yeah. The other is St. Benedict from outside our area, but all the other teams that are in it are local teams. So, and it's double elimination. So you go out there, they'll go out there. I think the D2 portion of it starts on Wednesday. So you go out and of course, you know, you win your first one, you're pretty much locked in. Unless the bottom completely falls out, you should be playing for a state championship. But, you know, that first day you may have, it's expected Baylor and GPS to advance, which for what would be the, goodness, eighth or ninth straight time that they would play each other for a state title. I mean, the Baylor's run of softball titles, the only team that stood in the way was 2014 GPS beat Baylor. Other than that, I think they would have either eight or nine going into this spring fling in a row.
How does it work out that three teams from Chattanooga comprise 75% of the state semifinals?
I mean, aside from the fact that the rest of the state is just pretty weak, so when they get in the playoffs and they kind of fan out into their, you know, into their state qualifiers, you know, basically Chattanooga, because we're pretty dominant in softball. Even Chattanooga Christian can go on the road and knock off a Brentwood Academy, which, you know, not many people I think expected outside of Chattanooga expected that to happen. They go on the road and win that one, and you're in. So I think if Silverdale Baptist or Boyd Buchanan, any of those other teams probably moved up to Division II AA, they would probably have a good chance to make it an all Chattanooga deal.
That's incredible. You're listening to Stephen Hargis. Does a great job covering high school sports for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. My boss. Stephen, best chance at a public school championship, regardless of sport?
Regardless of sport? Maybe Signal Mountain Girls Track.
Okay.
They've got something like 25 individual qualifiers and a team in all four of the relay teams. So Kara Wilson, she's got the state's top qualifying times in the, I think it's the triple jump and the 200 meters, and she already finished second in the pentathlon. So she's carrying her weight for sure. But they've got a lot of other girls where they, you know, track, the way track works, it's just, you just accumulate all these points. You don't necessarily have to win every event, but if you have relay teams and individuals who are scoring points for you, finishing especially in those top four places, you can just accumulate a lot of points. And Signal has so many, the sheer volume of athletes that qualified for them, they're in pretty good shape there.
the best story locally, something that you're kind of curious about, I guess, is it Howard Soccer? I mean, we don't talk about a long-standing Howard Soccer tradition, but they've got, I mean, they're still alive, correct?
Yeah, they are, and that's a great one. I'm going over there. When you and I hang up, I'm going over there to talk with one of their players whose mom unfortunately passed away from COVID just a short time ago. And so he's, you know, one of their top goal scorers. And also the interesting angle for them, David, is I don't think they have an American-born student-athlete on their team. I think it's all immigrants who've moved into the area, you know, moved into the country and then moved into the area, filling their roster. So it's kind of, you know, Howard has always been a predominantly black school, and now they have a fairly large Hispanic population among their students. And, you know, obviously 2018, I think it was, the first time they ever qualified for the state tournament and then get there again this year. So they are becoming kind of a regular for the state tournament in soccer.
Is there anybody outside of our area, because you're familiar with a lot of our area talents, is there anybody, Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, that you're curious about seeing, that you've heard about? You're like, ooh, I want to see this guy or this girl do such and such.
I'll be honest with you. I've been so kind of locked in on just our local teams. I haven't paid a lot of attention to those. That's one of the things I always normally do, is get up there a little bit early and start scouring the web and the local papers up there just to see what other, you know, and of course I'll see some friends who cover the Knoxville and Nashville area and sit down with them and just talk to them about who they've got over there that's maybe, you know, they're the stud baseball pitcher or whatever that if we get a chance to go watch. But I don't know enough about it, just to be honest with you. Unfortunately, I don't know enough about the outside of our area quite yet to know who the studs are.
Got a couple more minutes with Stephen Hargis, who is heading to Spring Fling, this week's high school competition up in Murfreesboro. Stephen, back to track and field. I mean, you've always done so many good features on Lakeisha Jackson. You think about some of the talents we've had on both the boys and girls side, Willie Idlett through the years. Who are some of the top area track talents that could do well?
Well, I tell you one, Macaulay, let's go in general. Macaulay, and a good friend for you and I, that we're both extremely glad among everyone who knows Mike Wood.
Yes.
What he went through last year with all the health complications, and really, you know, it looked kind of bleak for Mike for a while as far as his, you know, his outlook health-wise. Came through that, led them to a state cross-country championship, and now that boys, well, obviously it's boys because it's Macaulay, but basketball and track are the only two sports at Macaulay that have yet to win a state championship. But Macaulay is kind of, right now, they had three of the top four finishers in the decathlon, and they've got quite a few qualifiers as well. I think it's upwards around 20 individual qualifiers for track. So, you know, I think it would be a great story for Mike Wood with everything he's dealt with, to finally get a state championship, because they finished runner-up, I think, six or seven times, and they've been right there and had some of the best individual talent through the years, you know, Olympians even that have ran for Mike that he's trained. So, you know, I'd love to see, with everything that he's gone through, to see Mike be able to have a team win it, and they're kind of poised to do that right now. They're staked to a pretty sizable lead after the decathlon going into Wednesday. It's when D2 runs, so we'll be really curious to see that. You know, we mentioned the Kara Wilson from Signal, just to see what she can do. She's got a couple of the top times and distances in her qualifying event, so really curious to see what she can do. And then Brainerd's got a kid, Montez Deloney, who won the decathlon as well, and he's qualified in like three or four different events, and I think it's part of some of their sprint relays too. So, you know, this is last year without having the the spring fling to kind of go by. Track is always one of those things where you don't really know all the time who the top performers are going to be until they get over there. And that's where basically where Lakeisha Jackson kind of had her coming out party. Not a lot of people knew about her because she didn't run a lot of races during the regular season, but then at the state meet, she just kind of exploded. And so I'm expecting, you know, to see who some of our young track athletes that run for the Chattanooga Jets that, you know, could go over there and really show out.
Stephen, back to Mike Wood, because you're exactly right. I mean, those were some grim days, and we're both huge fans of him. He's sneaking up as one of the guys that, when you think of guys or girls, when you think about all the years, when you're thinking about best of preps pages and the coach of the year, Mike Wood's starting to rack those things up.
Yeah, it's funny because I was going through earlier for the spring fling primer, the what's going to come out tomorrow morning online to just kind of let folks know, here's what, you know, some storylines to look for. And that's one of the ones I mentioned. And so I was looking for a photo, you know, trying to find a photo of Mike to attach to that. And it's so funny because like four or five of the first photos that pop up of him are from the best of preps, him being our coach of the year for track or cross country. I mean, it's like, you know, that guy's just synonymous with what he's done with those programs. He's done just a tremendous job. And it was kind of funny to go, okay, well, there's one from 2017 cross country, 2018 track. I mean, just kind of choose which pose you want for Mike Wood because he's been in there quite a bit.
I mean, that is seriously like Robert High, Catherine Neely, you know, going down that road. I mean, just yeah. All the time. And then finally, Stephen, when you think about the good news Chattanooga received with the Blue Cross Bowl and the football games that are coming, this thing in Murfreesboro, it's kind of a marriage that you don't see ending anytime soon, right? I mean, just when you think about the facilities and just the centrality of it, I mean, is this thing going to stay there for eons, do you think?
I've thought for as long as Murfreesboro wants to have it and the boys and girls basketball tournaments, they would. Now, this year, it's a little different this year just because MTSU months ago, because of COVID, said they're not going to allow, like the track meet's not going to be at MTSU. The baseball championships won't be at MTSU. So they've had to move track out to Rockvale, which is like a half hour from Murfreesboro. They've had to move some of the baseball out near Smyrna, which is probably a 20, 30-minute drive out there. So, I mean, they've moved some things outside of Murfreesboro where, you know, if Chattanooga was putting in a bid for it, they could say, look, you know, we have just as many facilities within Chattanooga proper as what Murfreesboro. But I'm sure after this year, you know, MTSU will go back to allowing their facilities to be used, which is always the huge deal because you can just walk around the campus and go to track and go to baseball and just right down the road is softball and soccer. So it's always been so convenient for everybody to just basically be just a few minutes away from any venue. But this year it's a little different, but that's just because of COVID. But yeah, I think as long as Murfreesboro, you know, puts a legitimate bid together just because of where the city's located, it's like you said, the central location's easy for everyone to get to. And just the facilities are all really, you know, they've got so many new schools. Even when something has to be moved to a high school, it's moved to one of the, you know, a 5A or 6A level new high school. So the facilities are really good wherever they go.
All right. And, of course, this will be Team TFP. This will start in mass tomorrow, correct? I mean, that's when you guys will all be up there, and that's when look for the tweets and look for the coverage on Times Free Press Online. I mean,
yes.
TimesFreePress.com, I mean.
Yes, yes. Patrick McCoon will be he'll settle in at track tomorrow, the small school track. That'll be, you know, Brainerd boys, Signal Mountain girls among the teams to watch with a lot of athletes. And then Patrick will be there. Gene will post up at tennis in the morning and then go to soccer in the afternoon. And I'll kind of go back and forth between baseball in the afternoon and softball in the evening. So we'll have pretty much everything that's going to be played tomorrow. We'll have it.
All right. Well, Stephen, I know it's fun. It's something y'all didn't get to. I know it's a lot of work, but I also know how much fun it is, especially coming off a year in which we didn't have it. So thanks for all that you do. And again, congratulations to all the athletes and teams that have qualified. And best of luck in making the Chattanooga area proud. And Stephen, thank you so much for stopping by here on Press Row.
You bet. Thanks, David.
All right. Stephen Hargis of the Times Free Press joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.